Very excited to be here with all of you. As you've seen already, you've heard, Rav David is now our new Rav. And I just had the schus of sitting with him with a few of our other members. And I have to tell you, just as I was sitting there, I'm getting more and more excited. This is really, it's a tremendous thing. And we have, of course, the schus of Rav Jacobson being with us also. And so Rav Jacobson's going to share a few words with us, and Rav David will share a few words with us. And then everyone can join in and share your wishes. Rav Jacobson, please.
Am I heard like this, or should I, without a mic, am I heard like this? Okay.
Yes, you're perfect. Go ahead.
Okay. Baruch shachayanu v'kiyemanu v'gi'anu lazman hazeh. I found it very validating. I was bothered by the term, the people of the book. Klal Yisrael often referred to as the people of the book. And I came to a certain place where I was bothered by that term. And why was I bothered by the term? Before I explain why I was bothered by the term, I want to first provide the validation for that. I saw in the biography of Baruch Ber Leibovich, that he was bothered when he saw in his sefer that they referred to Klal Yisrael as the people of the book. He didn't like it. He expressed his displeasure. So Reb Reuven Grozovsky, his son-in-law, said to him, the Sefer HaKuzari uses the term. The Sefer HaKuzari uses the term, the people of the book. So Baruch Ber responded off the cuff and he said, look there again in the Sefer HaKuzari. The Sefer HaKuzari is a dialogue between a Jewish Chacham and a non-Jewish king. He says, it's a non-Jewish king who uses the term, not the Jewish Chacham. What was bothering him about this expression? I'm not sure. I don't know, but I can say what was bothering me, and I felt very validated when I read that. When you really appreciate what the continuity of Torah is, you understand that Klal Yisrael, they are certain, probably the nation that is most involved with books in the world, but that's not the essence of Klal Yisrael's connection with Torah. Klal Yisrael's connection with Torah is a live connection. It would be more apt to call them the people of live tradition, the people of the Masorah. In fact, if it was based on the Kuzari, you see that in the Kuzari, that is how he lays down the basis of our whole emunah. It's that we as a nation met Hashem personally, so to speak. Kiviyochel, he introduced himself to us in a live way. And since then, that live experience remains alive in us. In other words, we're a nation of Masaira. We're a nation that met Hashem, received his Torah, and have since the fire, the passion, the enthusiasm of that moment of Kabbalah Soter, which came at the end of the whole process of Yetzias Mitzrayim leading up to it, set Klal Yisrael on a fire that's continuing on from one generation to the next. And we are the nation that's still carrying that live experience. Now, we use Sfarim. We use Sfarim very, very heavily. But we use Sfarim to maintain that connection. The connection doesn't begin with the Sfarim. The connection is maintained with the Sfarim. Getting to know Harav David, hearing Harav David, personally, in personal conversation, hearing Harav David in the different shlavim of the probe process, I felt like I was being transported back into the grandeur of where Klal Yisrael comes from, into the rich past, and it's coming along with that full package of Klal Yisrael rooted in its past, Klal Yisrael rooted in its rich past, but very, very solidly connected to that past through the Sefer. Through the Sefer. That Am that uses Sfarim. I feel that we have an immense chus of coming under the leadership of a true Gadol BaTorah, and a Gadol BaTorah who is steeped in the grandeur of our past. Agadol Batayru, who for us can constitute a live link connecting us to the greatness of the previous generations. And Be'ezos Hashem, to really connect us to that open channel going all the way back with that fire that's continuing to come straight from Sinai, and to connect us to that open channel, to the greatness of our past, not in an oifen of text Yiddishkeit, but in an oifen of the rich past of Yiddishkeit, so well entrenched in the texts. And here I want to add a point. Aseh L'Charav, the very beginning of Aseh L'Charav is appointing a rav. Everybody starts before that. But it's an ongoing avoida. Rav David stated that his drive to become the rav of this shul was Yoyser Mimasha Egel Ritzolina Kapara Ritzolihonik. More than the calf wants to nurse, to suck, the cow wants to give over that milk. But the calf still has to suck. I'll say it the way I see it. Throughout, one of the issues that got attention in the proper process was programming for the youth, etc. We have to realize something. And that is that if you want to really get the benefit of a great rav, it's not going to depend as much on the programs coming from the shul, as much as it's going to depend on us connecting to it and making a point of latching on and being yoinik and nursing. It's our job as parents to be bringing the chinuch to the home of raising children in the shadow of a great rav. If you have shilas that aren't urgent, save them for Leil Shabbos and go to ask the shaila together with your children. At the Shabbos table, say over things that you heard from the rav with pride, from your rav, from our rav. Relate different conversations that you had, again, using the term our rav throughout the week. Make a point of setting your home up in such a way that the rav is at the top, is on the pedestal in the home, is at the top of the pyramid. And the children in the home know that this is the most revered name in our home. That's really where the effect is going to come from. And that's really, if we want a rav who's going to get through to our children, connect him. You connect him. You connect your children to him. As Hashem, we hope that there will be programs also. But we have to realize that this is about us knowing how to utilize the opportunity that we're being presented with, to really learn to be mekayim, be'yischa be'zvad l'chachamim, vicariously. Make your home into a home where the chachamim are present. Make your home into a home where your rav is a very, very great presence. Have a mis'avik ba'afar agleim. Make a point of trying to be around the rav, trying to have your children be around the rav. And when you see, when you came into our shul, not as the rav, when you're beginning, waiting for something to start or whatever it is, sitting in the back with the Gemara open, when you see that, point that out to your parents, to your children. Say, here, look at that. Look at that. And this is how, Be'ezus Hashem, we will get the full benefit of having a home under a great rav, in the derech of those whose children came away with a maserah from Rav Malinowitz, were the ones who handled it in such a way. The programs will be nice, but let's do this avodah right. Let's utilize this opportunity right, and Be'ezus Hashem, put ourselves into a position that the Rav Shlita will be able to be ma'ale us in the derech ha'ele be'iskel, Be'ezus Hashem, Adzikna v'seiva.
Thank you very much, Rav Jacobson. And we'll hear a few words from our new Rav, Rav Avishai David Shlita.
The Navi Yeshayahu says, ufachad v'rochav levavich. At the same time, it's possible to have a dual dialectical kind of feeling. On the one hand, a kind of emsa de tzibura, a derech eretz for the tzibur, dalif neimiyato imed, not only refers to kaviyochol, to the Bnei Shel Olam, but also to someone who's a shliach tzibur. So that's ufachad. On the other hand, b'rochav levavech, the Navi says, there's a feeling of excitement, of exhilaration, of buoyancy, a hachavas halev. And that's what I am, at this point, feeling. On the one hand, a sense of pachad, not roi for the position that the tzibur in their kindness, in their benefaction and chesed, elected me to be their rav. Mitzat sheni, the sense of hachava, and the sense of that HaKadosh Baruch has given us the ability to Baruch Hashem, hopefully expand our horizons and fulfill the dictum of the Gemara several times in Shas. What a Beis HaKnesses is, Bayi Shemegadlam Boteira, Bayi Shemegadlam Botfila. So first I want to express my profound Hakaras HaTov to the entire Tzibur, every single member of Beis Tfila. I want to express my Hakaras HaTov to Harav Jacobson Shlita, who to me is a Lebedik and Musa Sefer, an astounding role model that Yuvarach Hashem was Zoche, will continue to be Zoche, and I hope I'll be able to be Zoche as well, to imbibe from all that which he has to offer. A Mayan HaMizgaber, Nor Sheno Paisek, what a beautiful model. And certainly, above all, HaKaras HaTov to Agoyim Rav Chaim Zevin Litowitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the Miyased, the Rav of the Beis HaKnesses, of Beis Tfila, for so many years, who laid the foundations, the Seders, and to all of the above, I owe tremendous Hakaras HaTov. And obviously, above all, to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that the ultimate Hakaras HaTov is to him. Thank you, Rabbi Jacobson, Shlita, for your kind words. And you reminded me of a pasuk of this week's parsha. So it's good you jiggered my thinking. So there are a number of different targumin on this pasuk, well-known targumin. There's the targum Yenisa Menuziel, who says, Bruchim atem b'malechon nebeis midrashechon, you are blessed as you enter the Beis Medrash, Ubruchim atem b'makchachon lepragmakatron, and blessed are you in your business dealings. But there's also a Targum Yerushalmi on that pasuk. And the Targum Yerushalmi comments, Bruchim atem b'malechon lebeis midrashechon, Ubruchim tavon b'makchachon b'bate medrashechon. And I think these two Targumim, in light of what Rav Jacobson Shlita said, beautifully describe your wonderful shul. You are a shul of wonderful, outstanding balabatim, those who are totally and completely devoted to the Beis Medrash, to Limud HaTorah, those who are kovei itim and more, and at the same time involved in the business world. These are the two targumim that more or less describe your beautiful shul. The question is, what is the nature of this bracha? Baruch atah b'vayecha, baruch atah b'tzeisecha. So there's a medrash. I don't have the medrash in front of me since Rabbi Jacobson, you jiggered my thinking. And therefore I will attempt to just reproduce the medrash without citing it as I should. The medrash comments actually on the pasuk, Ashrei Adam Shemea Li Lishkod Al Dalsai Saitomid Lishmar Mezuzos Psochai. So the Medrash writes, the Medrash Rabbah in Dvarim, if I'm not mistaken, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Im Alachto Lispalel B'toch HaBeis Knesses, if you go to Davin in a shul, Al Talmud Al Pesach HaChitzom. Don't stand outside. It's also a din, a Gemara in Brachos, a din in Shulchan Aruch. Ella heavy miskaving lihikones delas lifnim midelas. Omar Kodesh Bohu, imatotase kein, if you follow this prescription and you enter the shul, you go inside, you'll be zeicha to be mekabel pnei Hashchina. You'll be able to see the Shchina of Hashem Yisbarach. You are in shul, v'akodesh Baruch Hu oimid alecha. The way the Gemara describes in the first parak of Brachos, that if someone comes late to shul, the Rebbeinu Shalom is waiting, madua bosi ve'nish karasi ve'neine, similar medrash, that the medrash describes the phenomena of a person going into the shul and not remaining on the periphery, but entering the shul, and he'll be zeichet to kabbalas pnei Hashchina. And it says at the end of the medrash, if I'm mistaken, you'll be zeichet to many, many brachas from Hashem Yisbarach. Chazal clearly are not only referring to in the medrash to a physical entrance, but there's a broader spiritual message that's had here. And that is that Chazal recognize the greater the inspiration, the greater the dveikus in Hashem Yisbarach, the greater we are mekayim b'yishem begadlo b'teira, b'yishem begadlo b'tfila, the more profound our dveikus, our amkus in teira, our dveikus in tfila to Hashem Yisbarach, that will be the level of spiritual attainment that a person will be zeichet to. And that's what Beis Tfila is clearly all about. It's a bayisha megadlo b'teira and a bayisha megadlo b'tfila. So I have this dialectical kind of hargosha. On the one hand, a pachad of midas hadin, dalef nemi ataymed, ein sod tzibura. On the other hand, there's a sense of great simcha of being in the presence of Hashem Yisbarach. The greatest simcha that a Jew can have is being lifnei Hashem. And that's why in Yom Tiv, the Gemara comments that a person is literally lifnei Hashem. We are 24/7 lifnei Hashem. But there are moments of time when that hargosha of simcha and lifnei Hashem is even greater. So I would like to express, as I said, my Rebbetzin and myself, hakaras hatov to all of you. And I just want to, again, share with you a feeling that I have on this unbelievable occasion. There's a tefillah that we recite in the Yom Noirayim that I'm very fond of. The tefillah is almost a matir for the Sheikh Tzibur to be able to continue and daven. It's in the Musaf, Rosh Hashanah, where the Sheikh Tzibur Esa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heyei Im Pifiyeis Shluchi Amcha Beis Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give the Sheikh Tzibur Siyata Dishmaya to be Mevakesh Tfila V'Tachnunim, to ask Hashem for all types of requests on behalf of Am Yisrael. And literally the Sheikh Tzibur has to be coached by Hashem Yisbarach. Horei Mashi Yidaberu, Mashi Omeru, Havine Mashi Yidaberu, Bor Ponecho Yalechun, Berech Lecho Yichrun, Amcho Lefonecho Yavirun Vein Batovech Yavorun, Eine Amcho Bom Tzluyos, Veinein Lecho Miyachalos. That the eyes of the Shia Tzibur are turned to the Tzibur and the Tzibur to the Shia Tzibur, but what should be the posture of the Shia Tzibur? Goshim mul Aron HaKadosh Be'ema. He should put HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rosh Hashanah being, but the Ramban calls both in the Igeres HaRamban and the Perish HaLatera, Yom Din Berachamim, a day of Din. Hopefully that will be moderated by the Rachamim of Hashem Yisbarach, or what the Ramban calls Hamtok HaSadin, the Yisoid of the Kailos of the Shofar. First, it's Kia, which is found in the context of Simcha and Rachamim in Tanakh. Trua, which is Yom Trua, the Yom Adin. So we have a combination of Din and Rachamim. And Goshim Mul Aron HaKadosh Be'ema. But what, in effect, supports the Shia Tzibur? V'amcha Masbivin Oysom Kachema. Because we have Klal Yisrael behind the Shia Tzibur. V'atom and Hashamayim Tashkiach Oysom L'Rachema. That you, the Eibishter, will have rachmanis on Klal Yisrael. So this sense of din, of emsa ditzibura, I certainly have at this moment in time. But at the same time, I was zeicher to meet so many beautiful and wonderful members of this outstanding shul that I'm filled with a sense of joy, a sense of exhilaration, a sense of excitement, a sense of great simcha, that I know I'm in the presence of Hashem Yisbarach, and alavai that Hashem Yisbarach should give myself and my Rebbetzin and all of the members of this wonderful, illustrious Sibur, Siyata Dishmaya, to be able to realize all of our hopes and expectations in Yetz Hashem. My father and mother, Aleihem HaShalom, were very into the Midah of Hakaras HaTov. The Chavis HaLovis writes, this I don't have to tell, the shul that is a product of Chavis HaLovis. So I'll just mention one comment of the Chavis HaLovis. The Chavis HaLovis, commenting on the famous pasuk already, Chazal talk about it, Vayokam Melech Chodesh HaMitzrayim Asher Lo Yoda Es Yosef, and the Gemara has, how is it possible that a new king rose that did not know whom Yosef was? And the Torah means to say that he knew whom Yosef was, but he didn't want to know who Yosef was. He lacked Hakaras HaTov, he lacked gratitude for all that Yosef had done for the Egyptian economy. Yosef salvaged the entire Egyptian economy. And of course, Chazal say, today he doesn't know Yosef, tomorrow, Rachman Litzlan, Lo Yodati Es Hashem, Negam Es Yisrael, Lo Ashaleach. He will not know whoever Hashem is Barach. Someone who lacks Hakaras HaTov for his fellow human being will deny eventually all the benefaction that Hashem has done for him. So the Chavis HaLovis explains using the following analogy. A generous mishpacha took an orphan little boy, raised him, fed him, paid for his chinuch, for his education, gave him all his needs for many, many years. At the same time, they took a poor adult who had been in prison and cared for him until he was able to get back on his feet. Chavis HaLovis asked, which of the two will have greater Hakaras HaTov? Who will have greater gratitude? Chavis HaLovis answers, the former prisoner will have more gratitude than the child. Why is that so? Because the prisoner was taken out of prison when he was an adult, when he was able to appreciate all that had been done for him. The child, on the other hand, grew up in this benevolent person's home. He never knew any better. He was given food, he was given education, chinuch, and all his needs as any other child was, it all came naturally. He's therefore less grateful. Hashem provides us with so much. I'll call neshima o neshima for every breath. Call on neshama to halalukah halalukah. We're obligated to be makitov to Hashem Yisbarach, but it appears all so natural. We don't understand how thankful, profoundly thankful we have to be to Hashem Yisbarach for all that he does for us. And that's what we say in Nishmas, Ilufinu mole shira kayom. If our mouths were full of song as the sea, Ulshoneinu rina, Einonu maspikim, Lo'idusur Hashem Elokeinu, we cannot properly thank Hashem Yisbarach for all that he's done for us. And therefore, I owe the Tzibur Beis Tfila an enormous debt of gratitude of Hakaras HaTov. And that Hakaras HaTov really is mitoch omki alev, mitoch nivchei libi v'nafshi, and I hope Hashem Yisbarach will give us all, both myself, my Rebbetzin, the entire Tzibur, all of Klal Yisrael, unbelievable siyata d'shmaya, that we continue to grow together and fulfill the ideal matzav of bayishem megadlem b'teira, bayishem megadlem b'tfila, and halavai, the words of Yedidenu Hayoka, Harav Jacobson Shlita, will be Mekuyam. He spoke about not so much the programming, but in my life, Baruch Hashem, I saw in front of me so many outstanding Rabbonim, Gedoli Torah, Gedoli Yisrael. I saw the Hashkoch of Hashem Yisbarach vis-a-vis these wonderful individuals. Halavai, all of us should be zeche to fulfilling Aseh Lecha Rav in the ideal way, and a Rav has a lot to learn from a Tzibur. jokingly, I always say, Baruch Hashem, I've been zoicha to be a Rav in a number of beautiful shuls. We call Malamda Hiskalti, but Hiskalti is spelled with a sin. Sometimes it could be Rachman Litzlan with a Samach, Nasedi Sachal, Chas V'Sholom. It should be that way. I have no doubt that with this Tzibur, will be zoicha to become Malamda Hiskalti, but no Gun Amila. I also want to use this opportunity to thank my own wonderful Balabatim from my shul, the Torah Center, who have demonstrated tremendous loyalty, tremendous derech eretz, tremendous hakar satov to their Rav. And I hope and pray to Hashem Yisbarach that we'll be zoche to bring all of us together ba'achdus in a beautiful way. We know the tefillah we say on Shabbos afternoon, Ato echod, v'shimcho echod, u'miki amcho yisrael goy echod. Where? Dafka ba'oretz in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, the achdus is ideal. And halavai, I want to be makir tov to my balabatim as well, and all of us together, v'yetz Hashem shibizeche, to be mekayim, the psukim that I began with, u'fochad v'rochav l'bovech, but at the same time, kumi oiri kivo orech, u'chvel Hashem, olayich zorach. I want to thank as well, I was zeche to a phone call before from Rebbetzin Milinowitz Shlita. She's an outstanding mechanechet, outstanding model for Klal Yisrael. She has and will continue, Mitz Hashem, for many years to come, to be zeche to many, many beautiful talmidos. And she undoubtedly had a hashpah together with her husband, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rav Chaim Zev Milinowitz, and really the Akara Satov. Al Tikri Bonayich El Boinayich, they were zeche to build the shul. Halavai, we should be zeche to continue in their steps, and Be'ezah Hashem, to continue to be Mekadoshem Shamayim, L'dorei Doreis, U'lenetzach L'tzachim. Thank you very much. I wish all of you, Birchos Shamayim Mi'ol, Beruchnius U'degashmius, Shefa Bracha Ba'atzlocha, B'chol Masi Yedeichem. Halavai, we should get to know each other, Mitz Hashem, Ponim El Ponim, and Be'ezah Hashem, continue to be Mekayim the Psukim in Tanakh, V'Rav Shloim Banoyich, all the Klal Yisrael should become Bonim Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bonim Atem Hashem Elokeichem, Dveikim, Yureim, Ushleimim, in every sense of the word, and we'll be zeicha together to bring about Halavai Bekorov, the Bias Mashiach Tzikeinu, B'mher B'yameinu, Amen B'yamein.
Amen. Yisher Koach, thank you very much. I am now allowing everyone to unmute themselves. Anyone who wants to can wish Rav David Hatzlacha, or all of us, and Mazel Tov. So please go ahead. Let's try not to make it too crazy, but anyone who would like to.
Rav David, Mazel Tov, much Hatzlacha.
Thank you very much.
Mazel Tov, Rabbi David.
Thank you.
Mazel Tov, Rav.
Mazel Tov, Rabbi David.
Thank you.
Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.
Can I assume that Tzvi Dov is part of the package? Anyway,
thank you very much.
Looking forward.
Thank you. All my children are my rabbi and Baruch Hashem.
Mazel Tov, Rabbi David. Mazel Tov.
Thank you very much.
Mazel Tov, Rabbi David.
Thank you.
Mazel Tov. Mazel Tov, Rabbi David.
Shekayach.
This is Aaron Rosen's thing. I guess that was his
wife. Mazel Tov, David, and thank you so much.
Very welcome. Thank you very much.
Mazel Tov, Rabbi David. Hatzlocha and Brocha. Look forward to meeting you properly in person.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Mazel Tov, we're very excited to have you with us, Rabbi David.
Thank you very much for your kindness. Thank you.
Mazel Tov, Rabbi. Mazel Tov.
Thank you very much.
Bracha to you and to the shul. Okay, go ahead.
Mazal Tov, Rav David, and when is the Rav passing out his mobile phone number?
I'll give it to you right now.
No. He's got to upgrade his membership first. You know, he can't give it to everybody.
052-312-5688. It's really a nace that I still remember it. It's much easier to remember Rambam.
Kol hakavod.
Bracha v'atzlacha to you and to Beis Tfila, which I was very involved with years ago and moved out of the neighborhood, but I am very happy to see the shul go on to the next chapter and with you at its helm. It should be much later.
Okay, I guess that wraps it up. Thank you very much for your time. And Rav Jacobson, of course, for your words. Thank you very much. And we should all be Matzliach.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.